And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Eunice Players Theater continues to hold auditions for the two-act comedy Cheaters tonight, 6:30 at the Eunice Players Theater in Eunice, 121 South 2nd Street. Poet Darrell Bourque will be doing a reading from his new book, Migrare, tomorrow evening, Friday, February 28th at 6 p.m. in the Oil Center at 912 Coolidge Street. That will be at Gallery 912. All are invited to attend the reading. A conference in French and Francophone Studies is open to all at the Lafayette Science Museum Friday and Saturday. The keynote speakers are Professor Alexandre Geffen, Professor Natalie Hynek, and Professor Amadou Kedrago, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette. Again, all are invited. For further information, you can call the Lafayette Science Museum or the Modern Languages Department at UL Lafayette. Cajun Face 2 will be performed in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. It will be performed Friday and Saturday evenings. For further information on this two-woman show, Leanne Cherami and Sarah Michaela Brown are following up their original two-woman show, Cajun Face, with Cajun Face 2, with lots of new material. Ticket information is at thegrandoperahouse.org. United Way of Acadiana's VITA program, V-I-T-A program, is offering one of their super tax days this Saturday at the Lafayette Downtown Public Library from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can find out more about the program by going to UnitedWayOfAcadiana/VITA, V-I-T-A. If you need help with your taxes, it's open to anyone with household income of I think $54,000 or less, but you can find out more about that at the United Way website. Again, Super Tax Day is this Saturday at the Lafayette Downtown Public Library from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. UL Lafayette's String Day, Symphony String Day concert will be this Saturday, February 29th, 7:30 in Angel Hall Auditorium. It's a concert open to everyone that will feature guest string performers. Over 130 pre-college string players from throughout Louisiana will be joining with the UL Symphony to perform Warlock's Capriole Suite and Coldplay's Viva La Vida. The UL Symphony will also perform a number of other pieces, including the finale from Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5. That's this Saturday, February 29th, 7:30 in Angel Hall Auditorium. The Criminal Justice Program here at UL Lafayette will have an entire week devoted to criminal justice, lots of activities and events. There will be an outreach day during the week as well. It starts Monday, March 2nd. You can find out more by going to the Criminal Justice Department's website. They may have a Facebook page as well. And starting on Monday, March 2nd, the Festival of the Arts, put on by the College of the Arts at UL Lafayette. They are honoring painter Alan Jones, the late Alan Jones. He will be given the ArtSpark Lifetime Achievement Award. There will be a special ceremony for him later in the month, but there are lots of activities and exhibits going on throughout the month of March. You can find out more by going to arts.louisiana.edu. There will be an exhibit in Dupre Library starting on Monday and continuing throughout the month called Indulgences, a Book of Common Images by Alan Jones. And again, lots of other events that you can find at arts.louisiana.edu. And on Monday evening, there will be a PFLAG event for parents that will be at 6 o'clock at 1119 Johnston Street, Building 12. You can find out more about this event and meeting at PFLAG Lafayette on Facebook under their events. UL Lafayette's Women's Leadership Conference will be held next week, Thursday, March 5th, in the Student Union. It's the 13th year of the Leadership Conference. The theme for this year's conference is Valiant Women of the Vote, which will be the same as the theme for Women's History Month. You can find out more by going to diversity Louisiana.edu. If you live in St. Landry Parish and you're a parent of a child who will be in kindergarten or first grade and you're interested in the new French Immersion Charter School, there is a parent interest meeting next week, March 5th, 6 o'clock in Sunset at the Sunset Community Center. For information on that meeting or the program, you can go to academysunset.org. The historic Azalea Trail will be celebrating over 80 years next week, Saturday, March 7th from 9 a.m. until noon. There will be lots of events and a grand celebration. Vermilionville will have an Azalea reception from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. For more information, you can search online for Azalea Trail. And the Skyliners Big Band will start up their new season next weekend, Saturday, March 7th. The 20-piece jazz orchestra that's been in Lafayette since 1950 will be performing. You can go just to listen or dance. There's no membership required. The dance will be at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center from 7 until 10 p.m. Saturday, March 7th. And the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have a concert on March 7th. It's called Sights and Sounds of Acadiana, and it will be a collaboration of music and photography. Lots of people in Acadiana have sent in photographs that have been put together and will be accompanied by the symphony performing Acadiana songs and dances by Virgil Thompson. That's next Saturday, March 7th. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button or you can go to audio on demand if you'd like to listen to any of our locally produced programs. They are archived and you can listen to them at krvs.org. Click that button, audio on demand. There's a drop-down list of all of our locally produced shows. You can choose the date there and listen to the show. You can share that link with others as well. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.
tune in.
Sintonice.
To La Vellonera.
A La Vellonera.
Thursdays at 7 p.m.
Jueves a las 7 de la noche.
On KRVS 88.7 FM.
En KRVS 88.7 FM. Welcome to La Vellonera.
Bienvenido a La Vellonera.
Enjoy Zydeco Blues and Old School R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles at krvs.org.